Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
She was built like she was raised on that Similac. Perfectly, God had molded her clay. Definitely not regular milk. Makes me want to explore her galaxy like the Milky Way, then lick all of her milk away, you know, do her body good like the slogans say. I just want her to see stars when she comes that hard. I want constellations to start masturbating, jealous of the Big Bang that we are creating without atoms, and certainly no Adam here, no Eve. We are the Alpha and Omega. We live and die before we conceive dreams or fair weather. You can peel back our reality like it's fake leather and see that the passion of our nasty is uncontained and unrestrained. It's hair pulling and back scratches and finger bites, but we swear we're classy, you know, civilized. But hell, a whole civilization was created from our lovemaking. See, she has hard nipples that I must bite hard. She keeps me hard. It's hard not to scream. It's hard to see. It's sweat dripping. It's animalistic fornicating. We can't even hear the police knocking. Leave a ticket at the door, because like that Joe song says, she keeps asking for more and more. So I gotta dig deeper than before, so deep we come out on the other side. Her face is contorted. She has those Chinese eyes, you know, that squint before the screen, before the cream, before ruined bed sheets. Fuck it, we could buy some more at the swap meet, after tongues meet, after bit lips and Aramaic speak. I'm talking in tongues, and I heard that yoni hum. Of course I recognize the tune. Can't you see how we are intuned? It's perfect vibration. Learned her body's calibration, and I'm not hesitant, so I will devour without hesitation my tongue as perfect articulation. Cause and effect, prolific perspiration. See, we perspire with the desire to expire, reach the lowest depths until we feel higher, and I admire the lustful zeal. We appeal to one another on another level of unknown atmosphere. I'm in a zone just from the moans I hear, if you are mine. Tangled and intertwined, her vines bear beautiful fruit. While I nibble, duckle, and bite, she kindly introduced me to her tonsils at the same time. Intoxicated, I sipped that wine from her vine, which had been aged perfectly since 1969. Divine intervention makes sense to take our time. Hell, I was born to make her mine. Shortly before I was so deep inside, I pencil whipped my name on her walls. 68 seconds before 69, she described her own name on my dotted line. Now comes the end game. Splattered samples of our DNA. How can we die so many times without believing the Grim Reaper came to finish things? Well, I guess he did, in a matter of speaking. It was a Shakespearean death scene, cordoning off the area because a black light might frighten lesser beings. Just imagine stories, the things these walls could have said while we roll over completely spent and the tattered remains of our bed. Now, Similac. It was dedicated to Angela Suntoucher Patterson, like this entire show will be. Understanding that was her favorite piece, I tried to write so many different types of poems, and she would always be like, yeah, it's Similac for me. I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to come to a show where they can spit their poetry, reminisce, perform for Angela one more time. I know she's listening. I know you guys are listening to some music. You're used to hearing some music, so I'm going to get back to it, but I just wanted to start the show by putting it out there that this is a dedication. You can feel free to spit whatever you like. I just wanted to put it one more time in the air, some poetry in her name. It's Renaissance Poetry. Back to our regularly scheduled poetry.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, get your rolling hip hop. The J-Rolls, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Dog, come to rockin' up.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. You're holding out the half of it, forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blast away, accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather. Connecting like a brand house from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, all my heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the crew at to where the police react. Silent quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust, cause it's ghetto fabulous. Life look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street senses, I'm in it, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most of this island quality. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, why?
Keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the game and back, Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my tribe grows, enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, we were apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of fitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats are hearing flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs. A cypher will complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader.
Line to line.
Good Jesus. Joseph and Quali just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
1, 2, 3, most heaven's solid quality. We came to rock it all to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. Bitch, I do Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop, why oh?
Gather around the Renaissance, man has finally appeared. And I'm astonishing rap characters the cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable will creep from my mouth and no doubt. We rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician. I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes lick ends were dead from was me and the North, and then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big T, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea, so get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled, and the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We bend the lines and the signs to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make your cultures move. If you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what Iris of this lame, and he came behind the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made a cooler wear medallions to say hotel, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
That's not actually water. I am drinking. I'm drinking Reserve and tea. I needed a sip. I did. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We are celebrating the life of Angela Sun Toucher Patterson. We are just dedicating this show to her. We had a show last night where everybody got to come through and speak about her and share stories and poetry of her. So that was last night. Tonight, I just wanted to put some poetry in the air for my sister. I know she's listening. If you heard the beginning of the show, I spit a poem that was her favorite, and I just had to get it off my chest. It was not organized. I apologize to my sisters. I just did what I had to do. So you know how this is. Everything's organic on this show. And with that being said, if you've never been here, we want you to spit your best shit. And when we say spit your best shit, we're not talking about some shit that's going to impress us or everybody listening, but your best shit, whatever's impressing you right now. You wrote a new poem, and you want to get it off your chest, bring it here. We want to give a show tonight to the one we love. And with that being said, I'm going to go to the first caller because we don't take too much time with the talking. We're going to go to the first caller. We got 415 in the building.
Can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Hi.
Hello. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Sylvia Blaylock.
Thought so, but I just needed you to say your name. How are you, ma'am?
You know, I got very quiet and very still and listen to you do Similac. It's been a while since I've heard you do it.
Yeah.
I've heard some.
Yeah.
I've actually read it myself fairly recently.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was random of me, but I had to do what I had to do. Yeah, I appreciate you coming to the show. I heard you last night. I'm glad that you made it through.
I heard you last night. I would say that we truly are moved by those who move us, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely of that belief. I'd like to say hi to everybody that came out, and it was really a great show. It was great to hear everybody again.
Absolutely. It was good to have the platform and opportunity to speak on the memories we had and feelings we had, and impacts and all the things that we felt we needed to get off our chests. And, yeah, it was definitely needed. And there's a reason why I went ahead and did this show, because I talked to as many people as I could. I talked to Dr. Kelly. I talked to my co-hosts about doing the show today, because it was so close. But, you know, understanding what she loved and what she was about, you know, she came to this show regardless of how she felt, regardless how tired she was. She'd be listening. She'd comment on the event page. I mean, she loved poetry. So why would I not do the show?
You know, I would like to go ahead and keep in the spirit of that. I will not burn
Absolutely.
Daylight. I'm going to read another
Absolutely.
From her book. I've tried to put my pen to paper, and I can't really compress what I'm feeling right now. And so I'm just kind of going through it. And so for now, I'm reading
it.
From her book.
Okay. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, please hang with me. We meet, we greet, his passion so unique. He said he'd love me forever. I said, why? Twine like grapes on a vine. Fine wine gets better with time. He said he'd kiss me there. I said, where? He said, where the crossroads meet the yard, and the yard is glistening. The dew will soon wet the ground. He said he'd show me this. I said, what? He said, the place where life joins hands and we move mountains while our backs arch, bending forwards to reach depth and backwards, because I will do that for you. He said he'd meet me there. I said, when? He said, when the never-ending sun goes down, when it comes back up, page 83, from touching the sun, not completely burned, a lesson learned. I would just like to say again, I was on Epiphany Radio at school when we really forged our friendship. We had met before that, and we met in person at a poetry fest. And I can't imagine what this community would have even been like without her, to welcome so many of us into it. And I'm going to struggle with that for a little bit. Normally, I'm so long-winded, but I don't know what to do now that I'm hearing nothing.
I was talking, and it was mute. I was sorry about that. I was
saying
that this show, I appreciate, you know, you coming through and spitting that piece. What I loved about that piece was, you know, how she was able to write in so many areas, and people, you know, may not recognize that. When she was talking about and being sensual, those are things that she was nervous about doing initially, but she was so good at it. And that poem right there mm-hmm. definitely speaks to, you know, her ability. I love that, and I'm thankful for you coming by. You know, you're always going to be Epiphany to me and family, and I hope that you can continue to come through and enjoy the show. If you are able to continue listening, I appreciate you being here and being on the event page and sharing, you know, reciprocating this energy we're trying to create tonight.
Thank you very much, and everybody have a good night.
Absolutely. That was Sylvia Blaylock doing her thing. I want to reiterate once again that this is a dedication show, meaning I want to put poetry in the air in her honor. I want you guys to feel comfortable spitting anything you want to spit. You did not have to have a personal relationship with her to be on the mic. You do not have to have a poem for her. You know, I have a few people asking in the inbox. This is a poetry show, and had she, you know, been listening, she would be enjoying. And this is kind of the spirit I want, you know, everybody to have or understand. With that being said, go to the next caller here. I got 213 in the building.
Oh, what's going on? This is Kevin Smith.
Hey. What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
I'm good. Just listening to the show. I didn't know y'all had a show last night. But, you know, I was just listening to the show after, you know, hearing the news the other day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, well, it wasn't us last night, Wolf Hours, the show that she co-hosted on. They did a show, yeah, for her, and people were able to come through and speak about her. And being that we were so close, and I wasn't trying to, like, do, but I decided to go ahead and do Renaissance Poetry, but just a dedicated show of poetry to her. And I appreciate you coming through, man, and pressing one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm on a plantation right now, but, you know, I got to duck off. My mask ain't looking. You feel me? And spit up my whole
appreciate that, man.
You know, yeah, you know, she liked poetry. And, you know, for some, she was another one that was like, I asked her, like, what's your favorite piece of mine? And she had another one would be like, everything you spit is dope. And I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? Like, I know y'all got favorite pieces. They can recall, like, you know, that's your favorite piece, but nobody got no favorite piece of mine. And she was another one that I like everything that I do. So I got something brand new.
All right, that's what's up, man. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute.
I ain't
mic is yours.
So new, I ain't even said it out loud. So my breath is, everything going to be off. So please bear with me.
You got it, man. All
right. If they say that, in hindsight, in muddy waters, it eventually becomes 2020, what actually becomes clearer? Is it the past, the present, the future? A question I was forced to ponder after another death in love caused by my relationship mishaps and standing face-to-face with my idol in the afterlife of broken promises and judgment of my understanding of the essence of love in this past life, my future attraction. I guess an adequate reaction would be that maybe I'm supposed to contemplate the consequences of my action to my supporting actors by placing my attachments to her, the Atma Prima, on defense in a court of public opinion presided over by a hanging judge that issues out punitive damnation and compensatory salvation, waiting for my heart to bear witness to truth's feather while still holding secrets. Selfishly speaking, where's the justice in that? When in the past life I was addicted to marquee attention grabbing, entertaining scandalous women holding get-out-of-jail-free cards, cornering their niche by monopolizing bankers to authorize cashier check signatures on boardwalk, leaving my woman to collect apologies as I return home with lost hope and crushed dreams to collect my entitlement as I pass go. Like cinema stubs, I must admit, one, when glaring through the window of days past wearing rose-colored glasses, the moving pictures get clearer, but it's hard to read the subtitles. So I'm left to interpret what it is about my karma that consistently hurts her without the ability to understand her. Maybe if I babbled for days over her Rosetta Stone when she expressed her feelings, I wouldn't have missed the warning signs, and today she wouldn't be gone. But they promised to me that in hindsight, muddy waters eventually does become 2020, but that depends on the 20 that you're rolling with. Like loose change, the truth change, and take care to remember and preservation of you, the ego can't accept no blame. Sincere apologies are uttered like urban myths in passion and lacking foundation, but she stay, not because she forgives me, but because she believes in we. And instead of returning the love that she's sending me, I'm perched on my soapbox of insecurity, standing firm with my ego behind my 20, tucked inside of my delusion securely. The disconnect between us is rooted in a lack of trust. Me, that someone as beautiful as she will have eyes only for me, and she for believing that all she needs is me, a truth professed and wasted breath like deathbed confessions. But honestly speaking, my ego is intuitive, so it's her audacity for me to think that I grew up with enough jewels to know what being in love means. But for real, the epiphany outside of my ego with myself, I had to come clean. How can somebody as flawed as me deserve someone as beautiful as she? Unable to answer this question, but not willing to be mad enough to let her go, self-sabotage because the answer of my ego is manifesting. Where white lies gas up egos like service stations giving back lights to gas lights, recognizing my narcissistic intent and unwilling to accept a version of events where she doesn't play the victim. After topping off, she drives off, but we're cut from the same divine cloth, so she circled back like rewind for rights back to a future, back to where I was introduced to her through a friend from the state of Washington who was mutual to the both of us. And getting rained on in the evergreen state is where I first broke her trust. And when it came to the light, we didn't break up because the bond and our chemistry don't rust. Is that toxic or what? I wouldn't blame the goddess or her feather if They never resurrect me in love, ever. When it came to love, I was a dastardly fellow. Say what I had to fill a space in between her patellas, never understanding how combining energetically is a blessing and neglecting the severity of the gravity of her gift can cause a cosmic rift. So if hindsight and muddy waters eventually becomes clear, the clarity is this. I can see that I clean up well in reflection. However, misconstrued narcissistically in regards to my mental instability, eventually for protection while in reflection. Hindsight in my muddy waters for me and my ego becomes 2020. And that's that piece.
Man, look. You better motherfucking spit, dog. You be coming through here spitting bars, line after line, loose, like loose chains, the truth chains, the like disconnect between us is rooted in distrust. And of course, the for real and epiphany lines, that's crazy. But, you know, you had this future attraction line and you just went off like you were just like cruising. And then when you got the future attraction, you just like went. Can you give me that little stanza right there back? Because, I mean, you went off right there. I need to hear that one more again. Right where it says, my future attraction.
Yeah, so after future attraction, you want me to go?
No, right there. Yeah, right where that line starts. Yeah.
In judgment of my understanding of the essence of love in the past life, my future attraction, I guess, an adequate reaction would be that I'm supposed to contemplate the consequences of my action to my supporting actors, my place and my attachment to her, the Atma Prima, on defense in a court of public opinion.
When you were spitting this piece, yeah, when you spit it, like you laid into it, you were going, like the speed picked up, like you got into it, man. Like I love how you deliver. Sometimes you get into it, man, and just start spitting, and that caught me. I was like, oh, he going off. I'm trying to like write lines down. I had to put it down right there. I had to listen. Like you just going off right there.
Appreciate it. Much respect.
Yeah, that's a dope spit, man. That's a dope spit. I appreciate you coming through, man, and sharing your work with us.
Yeah, definitely. That was for the one we just lost. You know, hopefully she's, like, smiling right now because, you know.
Absolutely, that's what I'm talking about.
Trying to stay off my
head. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You definitely did your thing, man, already. As always, man, we appreciate when you come through and do your thing. Hopefully you make it back to the next show we do. And, you know, definitely appreciate your pen, brother. You got it in tonight. Already.
Bye. All right. Peace.
Peace. Kevin coming in doing his thing. The brother's cold-blooded. And he's usually talking about relationships like that, man. He's one of the guys that just gets into it and, you know, talks about his own ego, his own pitfalls, you know, from a man's point of view. You know, he's not ashamed. He gets it in. I definitely appreciate that, brother. We will go to the next caller here. We have 506 in the building.
Hi. It's Lady A.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, man? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
You know, we're maintaining. Man, just speaking of, you know, what we've been going through, we're trying to give that energy back to everybody. We had a good phone call today, me, Kimbrella, Taraji, for real, you know, and just that good long talk, and we just felt so much better. You know, it's a difficult time, but, man, that energy definitely, you know, helped us. And, you know, this is what we're trying to do for everyone who's involved. And like I said, you know, you didn't have to necessarily know her to put that energy in the air. So we appreciate you pressing one.
I just was not quite finished a note in the discussion on the event page. But I do want to say, even though I did not know this poet, that I want to extend my sympathy for all of you who loved her and will miss her, and just to encourage you to keep celebrating her life and her spirit, and let that love and your memories of her comfort you at this time. And so I wish you all peace and the survival after loss, you know.
Absolutely, we appreciate that. That's definitely something that, you know, we all are trying to move through in the best way that we can. That being said, I know you came to spread some of that love of poetry, so I'm going to let you do your thing as well and press mute.
Okay. Thank you. I have a poem. It's called Just Open Your Mouth and Speak. It's quite personal to me, and here it goes. Talk about the sorrow. Speak your pain out loud. Violent memories will remain, but pain will dissipate. Chat to break chains locked in hearts and brain. 'Tis the key to wellness. Fear not and set yourself free. Crippled by the past, impossible to speak the horrors. Anger transfers to loved ones who only mean good. Anxiety manifested. Anger grows, contempt flows, and crippled but not willing to do the work to let go. Ghosts surround, threatening you will break down. Lies bind, hold you hostage. You project your fears on others, especially your mother. Also loved, cherished, yet blamed, silence is the criminal inflamed. Release the secret sorrows. Release your aching mind. You won't melt. When the words are spoken, you'll float on freedom's sea. Hold those secrets in and block yourself from freedom and be sick. Illness takes advantage of all opportunities to walk in and stomach twists. Simplistic reality offers freedom, forgiveness, and love. Just speak. Just speak. You won't break if you do. Understanding manifests. Understanding enlightened you will be. Then turn your face to me and we will heal the emptiness and tears and peace.
I like that last line, turn your face to me and we will heal the emptiness. For this particular poem, what was the catalyst for you to write this particular piece?
It's been a really rough year for me and my adult children. It's a big, long story, but there's something to be said. I'm going to just say this. There's something to be said for a divorce. It's been a long, many years, but the influence from their father has, over the years, been quite poisonous. And it's been a really very bad, very bad time. And so I've just been coping with it and trying to, I can't believe it in any case. And so,
right.
And they're different than I am. The kids, I have three girls, and they don't express themselves. And I'm so expressive, and I'm always trying to get them to express themselves. And so this is the problem. And so they've pretty much written me off out of their lives because I bug them too much to talk. Really, that's the basis.
Well,
of
definitely.
It.
Sorry to hear that, but I appreciate you sharing something like that, on the show. We have a lot of poets that do personal pieces, and quite honestly, a lot of those pieces encourage or speak to other people who may be going through either similar things or
glitches
in life that. That this speaks to. So again, I appreciate you feeling comfortable enough to do a piece like that on the show.
Thank you for allowing me. And again, I want to extend my sympathies to you and to all the other friends I have on here for your loss.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. Appreciate you coming through. Hope that you can continue to listen to the show and we'll keep it moving.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It was Lady A doing her thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 318 in the building.
Yes. How you doing?
Yo, 318 already.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sound like you got some bass in a truck going on or something. You good?
I don't know. For some reason, you're going in and out, so it's hard for me to hear you. This is Dr. Abdullah Shabazz.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay,
Keith?
Yeah, this is Keith, man.
How you doing? You probably don't remember me, but I remember you very well because you're a great poet.
No, I remember you, man. I remember. It's been a minute, though.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. It's been a while. I got in touch with a sister, Kimbrella, and she invited me over. And I've been trying to get over here. I know y'all have been doing it every Friday, but I work at night. And on Fridays, I get off pretty early. So I was hoping to catch you tonight and come over here and visit you.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we do our show every other night.
Excuse me?
Okay, we do our show every other night. So
every other Friday.
Yeah, every other Friday we do the show. I don't know what that is, but I don't know if it's mine or let me see.
For some reason, you're going in and out. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my phone or yours, but when I was listening to the other poet speak, she was clear, but when you spoke, you was going like in and out, in and out. And you
Yeah, I don't think that's my phone. I took the speaker out, blah blah blah. So I don't know what that is. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and let you do your thing. Hopefully, you know, whatever that is will stop while you, do your poem. And I'm gonna press mute and the mic is yours.
Yes. I wanna recite this poem that I call Poetry is like beautiful black art. Okay. Poetry is like beautiful black art. Colorful. Come and dream with me. It could be wonderful. Beautifully. Let me paint a perfect picture with artistic words. My pen is my paintbrush. Bringing sculptured letters alive with verities of verbs. Verbalize. Through expressing my thoughts on paper. Framed in my handprint. Heavenly, like it's heaven sent. Tense, as I look deeply at the beauty of life, the Almighty God has blessed my sight. Excited about what I have seen as I write, the qualities in my nouns is pure blackness. Sketched from straight passion, a professionist when I draw lines. Blessedness is what you can call my mind. I can give sight to the blind. With proper preparatory pronouns, prompt to preordain people passion. For the essence of blackness. I make magic. If you can visualize what I captured, imagine embellished dreams from a dreamer that dreams that which seems undreamable. I caught a glimpse of a vision that was spiritual. A miracle if you take a good look deep inside my poem book. My poetry? It's like a beautiful black portrait illuminated with magnificent artifacts, carved with profound facts, molded out of disseminated wax that's increasing in strength, expanding in length. I think that my ink is the real essential part of black. I changed my vibrations to be exact. Poetry and I make the perfect match. I rate her a 10. She trimmed her pyramids in. She's beautiful and honest and look past all my sins and search within poetry. She's like beautiful black art. The styles of her ways is created by a punctuation mark. I use it as a period with black thoughts. Smart how I dot my I's and cross my T's. Deeper into my art, I begin to roll up my sleeves. I can make a moving object freeze like it's 32 degrees. I could paint a picture of a deep-rooted tree with 777 leaves, a powerful beehive, and three beautiful bumblebees. Artistically, my words are articulated clearly from pure black passion, enthused by my strong desires to create something that's everlasting. It's a story to be told, filled with drama, sadness, pain, joy, happiness, and action. It's a love affair between poetry and I hope I make love to her 1,000,001 times before I die. She's like that beautiful, colorful butterfly, as lovely as a purple flower that has captured the eye. She's like that blue ribbon in the sky that float luxurious beyond the clouds. Now, let's picture what this ribbon has been through and still have the strength to show a smile. See, many nights were frightening, trying to make it through this violent storm, flash of lightning, striking thunderbolts. I know that it took everything in her powers to try and stay afloat, having suffered more than most. But she continued to coast, flying high and low, coming from the east in this hell of a thunderstorm, praying for her life in this mighty wind that was blowing, fear of going to the unknown, coming to the realization how cold the world can be when it's snowing. See, it was a miracle for this river to stay elevated through the pouring rain, feeling heavy sometimes like she was bound down in steel chains, feeling the strain of being mentally drained. And I know it took everything in her brains to try to maintain her mind from going insane. From a distance, I can feel her pain. See, it had to be the Most High that kept this ribbon lifted. Many days and nights were terrifying. Never had she witnessed anything this wicked. Fighting to stay up, the scarf knew that it was something about her that was gifted. She's exquisite, my fly cutie. Torn here and there, but that what gave it its unique beauty. She's sipping and neat with abilities to reach her highest peak through the moderate heat. She never thought in 400 years that she would make it across the Red Sea. She's blessed to be beautifully capitalized in this great history. It's a dark mystery how she ended up so close to me. She feel like my destiny, like here with me is what she's supposed to be. I dream of her around my neck, holding me. See, her fabric is elaborate. To think of her has become a habit. She's like the masterpiece to my tablet. I uncover truth like it's magic. Some dramatic people pointed when they seen her struggling to maintain her attitude, bearing her soul like she stopped and posed in a nude. It was amazing how she was ripped in places but was still able to exhale high in the sky. She's spiritually free, but you got to look at it through your eyes. To me, it was that exists inside that kept this beautiful ribbon alive, like she covered the future with her. So it's a must that she survived. All praise is due to the Most High, because even when she cried, she's still my baby lullaby, and I will love her to the day that I die. This ribbon, she has seen a share of sunny and rainy days, but until this day, she seemed to still smile through the dark clouds and sun rays. Now this beautiful blue ribbon rests on top of a tree branch that sits along on top of a hill with leaves that are evergreen, blowing like fine silk through the summer breeze, holding on to this tree branch like it's the family tree of memories. This early, sunny Sunday morning, when I seen her, I always wonder if I ever catch this view of her again. Now I sang to her through a painter's pen. They say a single picture can say 1,000 words. If you listen to my painting, it sang out to you like a blue hummingbird that feel like for the first time that he's been heard. So this song is for the beautiful black and strong, with the strength to carry on, with the faith that one day that we will all make it home. This masterpiece has been drawn from the passion of love that only comes from the compassion of a true artist's heart. At the bottom right-hand corner of my page, I sign my mark, poetry. She's like beautiful black art, and that's my piece.
Yo, you did the damn thing on this one here, brother. I'm going to press mute right quick. I'm going to see if it's your phone doing it, but you can hear me talking. So let me see real quick. Yeah, so I want to say this, man, about your piece. The few lines, you know, you were kicking it. Your cadence is crazy. Poetry and I make a perfect match when you said that poetry is beautiful black art. And that resonates with me because I've written in that way as well about poetry. And you said, from the distance, I could feel her pain. And it must have been the Most High that kept her lifted. And then there was a line you said, I dream of her around my neck. Brother, you were definitely saying a lot of stuff here, man. And I definitely appreciated this piece. I imagine on the event page, there'll be some more quotes for you. But definitely this poem is dissected. You had a lot to say, man. Definitely appreciate it. You know, you coming through with that.
Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, brother.
All righty. Hopefully you can come back, man, and check us out.
Most definitely.
All right.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Indeed, man. And I definitely will be checking you out, man. I'll see you back on it on Facebook, man. So I'm gonna kick it with you, but catch up with you.
Yes, man. Please do, man. If you can, send me a request. I've been trying to find some of the people that I was friends with off of Epiphany, but it's been hard for me to find them since I changed my Facebook page.
All right, but yeah, I'll check you out, man.
All right, thank you, man.
Already.
And I'll definitely be back.
Oh, man, I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. Blog Talk is definitely so late sometimes. You know, I think you're done talking, and I take you off, and then you still say something. My bad. But, yeah, that's my man, you know, Zaid Abdullah Shabazz coming through doing his piece, and I appreciate him coming through. His old Epiphany acquaintance. He used to host, do his thing on the show as well. Glad to have him back on. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 573 in the building.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Sorry, man. I, you know, most people are between jobs. I'm between phones. What's up, Keith? This is Genesis Spittle.
Yeah, Sinister, how you been doing, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I meant to be at last night's show. I had just been fighting this thing and took a little too much night for a missed it. But, you know, I'm doing good, man. My, heart's heavy in times like this, but at the same time, lightened, you know. So we know that the things are for a reason. Here's the greatest thing. We were blessed, you know, some of us more than others, to have Angela touch our lives, and what a wonderful thing that was. And, you know, like last night, tonight are brilliant ways that we keep living, you know, they keep living, and their legacy is paramount, especially ones that touch the sun like that, man.
Absolutely, man. Her impact is immeasurable. So many people that she's touched, I would imagine that she has no idea just how many people watched her, how many people were affected by her. The outpouring has been beautiful to see, because she deserves that love. And the thing is, she got a lot of it before she flew away. She got a lot of it, and she was able to give it back. So she knew she was loved, and we knew she loved us, and that was good. I appreciate your words, man, because, you know, like I said, she touched a lot more, you know, people, and it's good to hear more people talk about, you know, her impact.
Most definitely. Beautiful thing. Absolutely beautiful thing. So that, you know, and I'm really glad that I did, you know, pick up myself and get on Facebook. And I know I've been kind of a ghost in the machine, but it's been, you know, it's been a rough year for me as well. But I'm getting back to it. And this made me think about, you know, well, I've been thinking about, like, some of the first times I ever encountered Angela. She was always so supportive of me and happy to see things progress. And, you know, so we lost contact. We never lose bonds when they get that deep. And so I got this piece that I wrote about this year called Retrospect, and then I think it's perfect for the occasion. So when you're
okay,
ready, sir,
I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Once in a world of erroneous fallacy, I was deep in it, lost to reason's bosom through chameleon aggravated mind. They who dance in debauchery are found in split minds, creates vast occurrences that widen such divides. Change, bracing. These woke transitions are brisk encounters with peculiar corridors. Our existence apparently hanging in the balance of crazy wind gusts. Pop festering lesions that mar progression from transpiring tonight. In such motions, we liquidate halls of regret, the subtle nuances. Things pass.
Take your time, man.
Give me 1 second. No, I lost my computer. Page went gone. Sorry. I'm going to take it from the top, if you don't mind. Start again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, I apologize. I just got the laptop back. Let's start. Retrospect. Once, in a world of erroneous fallacy, I was deep in it. Lost, the reason's bosom through timid, aggravated mind. They were danced in debauchery or found in split minds. Trace vast occurrences that widen such divides. Change, embracing. These woke transitions are brisk encounters with peculiar corridors. Our existence apparently hanging in the balance of crazy wind gusts. Not festering lesions that mar progression from the transpiring tonight. In such motions, we liquidate halls of regret into subtle nuances. Things pass. And these only protrude in miniature spaces of self-deprecating candor. Such voids house false deities, chanting broken resolve absently. Somberly, I walk into the oracle of divinity and energetic light. Here, I shed layers to the fire to see what's hidden deep inside. I'm all right. Regardless of not being okay, I'm above the undertow tonight, quietly abated through allocations of what will become of this life. However, the truth isn't hidden in fractured paradigms of lost insight. Glorified as a treasure man has been gifted through all time, spiritually, a light. These dead realities and traumas aren't what I see us to define. Build resilience and reinforcement of character on blank pages, right? Shading illustrious visages on bleak sketchbooks that gift life. I exsanguinate this poisonous fury ravaging through my veins. Cry to honor release. Yes, half heart did die. But there will be resuscitation on the cusp of tomorrow. I appreciate all of this. Simply being alive. Vodka breathing and peace.
Man, listening to your poetry, you always have, you know, so many words that, you know, are kind of quick words, you know what I'm saying? And hearing your pieces, you make these points, and I'm going to tell you a few of the lines that just really caught me here. Our existence apparently hanging in the balance of crazy wind gusts. Ooh, that's a deep line right there. False deities chanting bogus resolves. And resilience and reinforcement of character on pages we write, there will be resuscitation. You definitely have a way with words, man. And it's been a while since I heard you, but I definitely enjoy, you know, you coming through to spit on the show. And I'm glad you were able to make time to do so.
I appreciate the format, man. And the moment, I'm glad to be part of it. One love, one mic.
Senator Spittle coming through to do his thing. Showing love to Angela on the mic, having a few words about her, which we appreciate. We're going to go to the next caller here. I think we can get one more in before we go to the break, and then host spit, and we'll come back to you guys. We're going to get this next caller in. We got 240 in the building.
Hello?
240, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Keith? How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, good to hear your voice, man. How you been?
Oh, I've been good, man. I've been good. Just been chilling, laying in the cut, you know.
Already. For everybody who may not know, which might be like two people, because I think everybody knows. But let the people, the two people who listen, know your name.
It's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's happening?
Already. Man, I'm glad that you made it to the show tonight. Glad to hear your voice. Didn't get to hear you last night. And I know that, you know, it's been a hard time for a lot of the poets. And I'm just glad that you know. Everyone who came through tonight, you press one, and who's a part of the show tonight. So I'm thankful.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man. I missed last night, I missed it, but yeah. I'm here now for the lovely son, Tucker. It's my girl.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man. A lot of us had different connections and relationships with her, but the fact that remains is that she touched us all and made an impact on us in a way that is just immeasurable, especially, you know, those of us who are close to her, because, man, every time I think of what she did, how she moved, how she grew, you know, I look at myself and see what I can do and how I can improve, because, you know, she definitely pushes me with her accomplishments, so.
Most definitely.
You're on the same understanding.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure, man. It's still touching one of those queens, man, that, you know, no matter who you are, where you are, man, she, you know, she had you. She had your back, for real, for real.
Oh, man, let's not talk about how she had my back. She was fierce, brother. She could get hot and say some things you didn't think that her soft voice could say. She'd get with the best of us, and she'd get to mess around with somebody she care about, but.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Help, so. I'm going to go ahead and get into this piece, man.
All right, brother. I know that you came to do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is over.
All right. I read for her to relax her mind. She's not my lover, but I love her. Give her the time to understand my mind. I give her parts of me. Our dichotomy is one of diction. Who needs friction when the mind is stimulated beyond touch? I read you her tales of lust, tales of the forsaken. I'm breaking her borders down. She'll be mine in the future. I'm healing her with sutures and mending her skin. And when I blend into her consciousness, don't fret, she'll be played well. Some moments between us are expressed in silence. Alternate methods of loving you give rise to my essence. Paleontologists will never discover the secrets of our passion. I alone have found that special place. Our way of communicating is more than touch, and so often we rushed what had to be happen naturally. External stimuli isn't what we need. X-rays of your internal structure were studied by me. Unlike most lovers, we seek the knowledge of each other. And although we failed at times, it never went without discussion. Loving each other is trial and error. And we are not failing this moment. Just hold me now. And listen to not what I say. Feel what I'm thinking. Open your inner workings and engulf my spirit. Explore our cores tantrically and let's become one in art. Torture you with a plot. A playful little thought. And my thoughts are not filled with doubt. My thoughts are not registering, reminiscing. I'm remembering a drink in the backseat to nowhere without metaphors with no meaning. Now I'm reading a little more seasoned griot. When my season was free. Oh, I read for her. It's my piece. Thank you.
Man, you better talk your shit. Oh, man, I see. That's what I'm talking about. This man came out the gate, and I'm going to need you to give me the stanza back. You came out. She's not my lover, but I love her. But healing her with sutures. Man, give me that line right there. Healing her with what? Give me that back.
All right, okay. She's not my lover, but I love her. I gave her time to understand my mind. I gave her parts of me. Our dichotomy is one of diction. Who needs friction when the mind is stimulated beyond touch? I read to her tales of lust, tales of the forsaken. I'm breaking her borders down. She'll be mine in the future. I'm healing her with sutures and mending her skin. And when I blend into her consciousness, don't fret. She'll be paid well.
Cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded. And then, you know, you still going off. But you going to have the nerve to put poetry with the plot in your piece, man. I caught that. You're not slick. I caught it.
I thought I might have got that by you, bro.
Metaphors with no meaning. I'm reading a season. Come on, bro. You get it in. I appreciate your pen, brother, man. I always like your cadence, man. Like hearing what you know, what you put down on the pen, man. I'm glad you made it out tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I made it too, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Already. And, you know, hope you make it to the next show. Hope you can also continue to listen as we move forward and be on the event page and, you know, just, you know, share this energy we're trying to get out to y'all tonight.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Thank you.
Already. My pleasure. That was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Dancing all over the place. And this dude is one of my favorite poets. He knows it. He's a cold-blooded. And just remembering how, you know, he was spitting in 2015, how he's spitting. I'm telling you, the growth is ridiculous. But that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to host speak. But we're going to go to the refresh break first. And we're going to hit you with host spit. And you'll get to hear, you know, the phenomenal, you know, sisters that I got over there. The Taraji and her brother, they're going to do their thing. And then we'll come back to the poets that we have, which is 773-803-424, as we have, you know, waiting in line. We'll get to you guys right after this break. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we will be right back.
Your face, turn me up. Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah, probably would tell you you're beautiful if he could talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater, it's never been in my nature, you know. But listen, let me hook you up, cause
Bob, don't say he miss you. Don't have lips to kiss you. Don't have hands to gift your ways to tell you how good you taste. Yeah, see, Bob can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh no,
he can't bathe your body.
He can't
rub your feet.
He can't
compete with
not
my
tonight.
Love. I'm coming over.
You need that real type of love.
Oh 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 yeah. Take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob don't talk dirty to you. Bob don't get all flirty with you. Bob don't turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce. Like
yeah,
I do.
You need that real
type of
love.
Sade followed by Al Green, followed by Raheem, followed by Prince, followed by DeBarge and
Could it be your nice silky tone? Oh, that makes me want you, girl. Distant nights and the love on the phone as I touch myself.
Was I wrong?
How I want you more. The mood evoked, incense smoke, and I'm burning up in temperature, ready to explode. Yeah. Come take a talk, let's flow, baby, on higher ground.
She floats like leaves on a breeze when she takes a talk of me, expeditiously, light speed, not light amphetamines, heavy on the need, addicted, we get the shakes, get dizzy like cannabis leaves. We spin like the Chronic album on turntables. We turn over tables like Jesus, but her water is wine. Getting high has changed us. The evolution is real. We feel everything. She is everything, the moon and the stars. She is quasars and Mars. She is an exploding star, a supernova painted on my stroke of genius, masterpiece on my skin. We blend like blue and yellow makes green go together like oxygen and trees, like lungs that take O2 in to breathe, like gills for our ancestors who became mermaids, like warm water she pours over my feet to bathe. Feels like love antiquated. They don't even make this shit no more. Y'all afraid to let go, let alone go to the edge of consciousness to take a leap of faith to bathe in these forbidden lakes, the Lazarus, rebirth of the mind. Y'all the blind that leaves the blind while our third eye rewinds wide open like baby birds needing to feed. Our mouths are open for orgasms with need and greed. We devour our food like it's Sally Southers feeding African bellies, starving for affection, starving for connection, starving for addiction, starving for friction, starving for the type of heat that melts icebergs at sea. So I guess that means she melts me. With excellent head, I bleed into her consciousness, DNA equally yoked, no need to scramble. We are the example that all addictions don't need to be kicked. This is a habit that I don't need to lick, but I do. I have no shame. Fuck it, you can say I gloat. We so high we leave the universe when we float. I can't even read this shit no more. Well, come here, baby. I need to take another tote. And it's out. And you already know what's up. I'm going to go ahead and bring my sisters off in here, man. I already know they're going to, I know they're going to have something to say, but I'm going to bring them off in here. What's going down?
Don't come to the mic with your tail between your legs, sir. You know what you do. You know what you
do. Ain't no tail between the legs. I just already know.
Don't be trying it. Yeah. You see how, he like that. He like that kid when they know they're in this and shit in school and they coming home, they gonna get their ass beat. Yeah, that's him.
That's cold blooded. What? Nobody listen to what y'all talking about, man.
You know what you do.
Nobody listen to that.
Oh, so you need another toke, huh? That's how you gonna end the piece? Word?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
that's
doing?
What he did.
Yeah, I mean, just
that's
know,
what he
little,
said.
Little something, you know, little something.
Oh, just a little something?
Just a little something.
They don't even make. He said they don't even make this shit no more. What kind of? That's what. Now see, when you in that kind of love, when you feel like y'all done broke the mold, like that's some shit right there. They don't even make this shit no more. Come on now. Talk about it. Talk about it. Because it is
talk
rare,
your
man.
Talk.
I got to admit, it's rare out here in these streets because Anyway, we ain't even going to go off into
that. Yeah, I already know you. It's pee in the pool, right? Yeah.
I'm going to leave it alone. Let it go. But no, dope peas. Dope peas, you know. You know how we feel about you. Renaissance.
I appreciate it. And then you had them
velvety pipes going. Okay.
See, I thought I was going to make it past that. I thought y'all would even go say that. I thought I was going to make it.
Look,
you don't know. Look, we ain't gonna go there. So I'm not gonna I am so ready to hear what y'all got because I wrote some new pieces. So I'm ready for y'all to do y'all. Y'all not finna break me. Y'all not finna have me.
I sincerely want to thank everybody who's come out in honor to celebrate Angela Sun Tuncha Patterson, our sister. You know, she has had a great impact on all of our lives, near and far, even if you've just known her as small as just a hello. I know you felt that raw, genuine energy, just beautiful spirit, big, bright smile, just exuberant. And I want to just wrap my arms of love around her daughter, Stacia, her son, her aunt, Lakeisha, and the entire family, and our whole poetry community. This one is hard. It's hard when you lose anyone, but she is, like everybody keeps saying, one of the good ones. She is just, it's very rare you come across somebody like this, but the impact that she has on people, people you didn't even know she was connected with behind the scenes, it's like the Most High uses the most humble, quiet people to do his work. And we're seeing the results of the impact that she left on us. And I hope we keep that going. I hope we keep that going. Because we got stuff to do. Like she said,
got things to do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You got a word to Roger?
Well, I mean, I can only piggyback off of everything everyone else has said. You know, again, my condolences to Sun Tuncha's family, her daughter, her son, her grandchildren, her sister, anyone that's connected to her, really. You know, she was just a bright light in a dark world, and it will forever resonate with me. I will never forget her. Yet another person in my life that has made such a huge impact. And like from day one, you know, it was like I knew she was my sister. And that's how we rocked out the whole time. Never ever had a doubt, never ever worried about if we didn't talk every day or if we did talk every day. I mean, if we talked 2-3 times a day, it don't matter. You know, she always took me in, I took her in, and that was that piece. And, you know, I want to say to her family, you know, especially Stacia, Dr. Stacia Kelly, you know, and the grandkids, you know, you have family in all of us. So don't hesitate to reach out and, you know, if you need to, or even if you don't need to, you know, love you, Sun Tuncha.
And with that being said, I couldn't necessarily share it into the event page, or I don't know how, but I pasted Dr. Kelly's post about where Angela's memorial service will be, as well as the links to donate. If anyone is interested in sending flowers or they want to donate to anything in particular, I want to say she said to put a note on, you know, your Cash App saying what you wanted it to go to, things of that nature. But I posted it in the event page, so people who want to donate, please feel free to check out those links and do what moves you. And with that being said, again, we appreciate everyone who came through, who are here with us. We're going to continue with, you know, honoring her with poetry. And I'm going to
get back to host it so, you know, Kim and Taraji can do their thing and make y'all forget everything that just happened before, because that's how they do. Hey, we already know how cold-blooded y'all are. I'm not ashamed. I ain't ashamed to see how cold y'all are. So I'm just trying to let people know. Just trying to let people know. You know, so before y'all cut me off, let me just say, you know, it's the hurricane coming through. Batten down your house. You know, board up the windows, all of that. And if, you know, if you got a little change, the plate's going to come around when Taraji get up. Just letting y'all know. You got some... You ain't no change back. This ain't the type of church to get no change back. You put a solid off in there, you ain't getting no ones, too. I'm just letting you know. You put a 20 off in there, 100 off in there, that's it.
Can't stand him.
Now, that being said, I'm going to let them do their thing. I'm going to press mute and let Kim do her thing and Taraji can do her thing. That's how we get down. So I'm press mute and the mic is yours.
All right. Life gonna always be lifing. The devil gonna always be lying. The bartender gonna always be pouring while yelling last call. And it will always be that one person sitting at the end of the bar, yet at the beginning of a fall, all at the same damn time with the same damn song on repeat for so damn long. It's like a replay of the same day with the same drink while looking for rhymes and reasons in the bottom of a glass where the future's been paused and life is threatening to pass. It's a part of me when I have to ask, will that be me? Will that be you? Because life's going to always be lifing. Even when yours is coming to an end. See, I watch the sun touch her brightest beams when the scenes of life pack pain in between that would bring most of us to our knees or send us hiding beneath the covers. Yet instead, when life called her with affliction, she responded with conviction like, hello, motherfucker, without ever missing a beat. Dancing like her healing within the rhythm of her feet. See, life, it's going to always be lifing. From the top of the morning to the night's end, see, that last call often makes tears fall from the regrets, from the distance. So many starts, yet few to no finishes, pause, purposes, and fragmented sentences, and the witness is you. We got stuff to do. But you got fear all in your ear, doubt broke into your house and stole your esteem, insecurities put cuffs on your maturity, tomorrow has peeled away productivity's arrangements through many calendar pages, and the pavement has been pummeled and punished with your circular pattern. Purpose is ringing, but some of us are just too cowardly to answer with the excuse of bad timing, but life going to always be lifing. The devil going to always be lying. And there's always going to be an assignment within the most inconvenient climates. Can't just be no watcher, watching him and watching her, while wearing a watch with hands that don't help move you. Faith without works is dead, so your faith got to have feet in direction. It ain't about perfection. So stop second-guessing. Stop the comparisons and procrastination and become the star in your own gazing. So when life tests your eye, money, your testimony will be nothing short of amazing. I watched the sun touch her rays through days that would have sent many of us into a rage, confusion, and being so afraid. But it was never for praise. Is what it was for the slaying of the demise and the comfort of the tears in our eyes. So when she spread her wings to fly, we could understand that life is going to always be lifing. The devil going to always be lying. The bartender going to always be pouring while yelling last call. And there will always be that one person sitting at the end of the bar. Yet at the beginning of their fall, all at the same damn time with the same damn song on repeat for so damn long that it's like a replay of the same day with the same drink while looking for rhymes and reasons in the bottom of a glass where the future's been paused and life is threatening the past. So pardon me when I have to ask, will that be me or you? In peace.
Damn. That was an amazing piece. It's crazy how a little motherfucker can make you emotional and laugh at the same time.
Yeah. That's going to forever be my favorite video. Like, it just... You know, I have to believe that, you know, all the videos that she left us, man, she knew we were going to need that. She knew it. She knew we were going to need it to be able to comfort each other and be able to smile through this because it's hard. It is so very hard, but I can't be selfish because my sister, she ain't in no more pain. She ain't hurting no more. She ain't got to fight no more. I had a dream about her. She got a new body. She's good. God got her. I know we love her and we're going to miss her physical existence. She's on a higher, higher plane right now, wrapping her wings and arms around all of us. And I love her so very much.
Absolutely. The video that she left me on my birthday is, you know, going to be my favorite. Because obviously it was personal. And seeing it yesterday, you know, somebody had come through and saw it and, you know, hearted it or liked it or something, so they brought it back up. And being it, it broke me down, but it was a video that, like you said, she knew that she put there so that, you know, I would know she loved me. And that's the type of person she was. She wanted everyone to know, you know, if she loved you, she wanted you to know it. And I'm just thankful that there was no confusion on my end either. She knew she was loved by me, and she knew she was loved by all of us who loved her. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing.
Indeed.
Yeah, so we're going to have to pass the plate for show now. I'm going to go ahead and let Taraji do her thing because I need a Hezekiah break right now. So I'm going to go ahead and press mute, and the mic is yours.
I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could. I am what I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could. It was necessary. It was necessary that God connected us in poetry, prayer, passion, and peace. It was necessary that from day one, we were sisters in love and faith. It was as if we had known each other since ancient times. All of our conversations about our lives were necessary. Every good morning and check-in text, necessary. Every story about our children, necessary. Every prayer we prayed for one another, necessary. Every vulnerable and transparent moment you shared, necessary. Every dance, every video, every poetry piece you delivered with care, necessary. The way you battled the C word with strength and grace, teaching us all how to run and finish a race. As you always said, we have things to do. Reminded me that there is no time to waste. And now you are at peace, sleeping in that heavenly place. Your pretty paws are now touching the sun. Just know your battle has been won. And every smile, every dance, every hug, every heart that you touched, it was necessary. My peace.
Yeah, you guys did the thing tonight. I was not obviously able to put, you know, my thoughts in the way that you guys have tonight about Sun. It's very difficult. But the piece that I'm working on, I plan to recite in Fort Wayne. So I appreciate hearing you guys tonight because it puts me in a space where, you know, I know I'm on the right path with what I'm writing. The feelings that you guys put in these pieces tonight, it epitomize, you know, who she was to you individually. And collectively, I can tell you, I wouldn't be the only one that those words resonated with. Those personal feelings, those personal thoughts, these personal connections that she had with us, that lived through us, and will be a part of us wherever they help to shape, you know, some of us as poets, as people. And her impact, just like I said last night, is just immeasurable. And glad you guys were able to recite, you know, your poems tonight and speak your pieces because, you know, I think it's necessary for us to, in order to heal, to be able to do these things.
Indeed. I just wanted to say that piece definitely encompasses, you know, we were talking about this in a phone conversation, that we have to understand billions of people in the world and think about your life and your circle and who you're connected to. You could have chosen anybody to connect in your life. And there's specific people like Sun Toucher, like Keith, like my sister, that are connected. And you got to start thinking about why. Why do you get a seat in these people's lives? Not to judge. Not to judge. It's not to compare. It's not to do any of those things. But we all have this travel called life, and we pick up pieces along the way, and we need these pieces along the way. And Sun Toucher dropped a lot of valuable pieces, a lot of valuable gems that we'll be picking up for quite some time. But we got so much of her left out there from her books, her writings, her videos, and all of you that we're connected with that can continue to share stories about her life and how she's impacted. So just pay attention to who comes in your life and even those that are there for a short season. Understand there's a reason why you got a seat in your life, and it ain't to compare, it ain't to judge, it's to pick up some pieces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Agree with that. Now, we all spoke on that earlier today. I can't express enough to those listening how important your circle can be in helping you heal and move forward. The way that we felt about doing this show last night was completely different how we felt about doing this show at around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Come on now. Indeed.
It was something that I'm blessed to say that, you know, I have, and I know there's some people out there that don't, but I just want you to understand that
as a poetry community, there's so many of us who are willing to listen, willing to be there, willing to extend an ear or shoulder, and you should take advantage. And, you know, don't feel that you have to be alone, have to deal with these things alone or deal with your situation alone. You know, reach out to some of us. You can see who those people are. You can feel that energy. You know there are certain people out here that are built for that type of reciprocation or love. So reach out to us and, you know, let us be the ear that you may need, you know, while you're down. And that's the reason why we do this show, because while we may not be able to be that ear, this show itself may provide a space where you can get on the event page and say what you need to say, or through what we've been saying or through poetry, just find a space where you can heal. And that's what we wanted to provide tonight. We hope that it's coming across that way, and I hope that it's being received.
Indeed. Much love, everybody. Thank y'all for coming through. We're going to get back on the event
thank
page.
You very much.
Already. That's the brother Hurricane, it's Taraji, both of them handle the event page, and we appreciate it so much what they do. And we'll be talking to you guys later, or talking to you on the event page later. Appreciate you guys doing what you do for the show.
No problem.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Already. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 773 in the building.
Hey, it's James the artist.
Hey, long time over here. How you been?
I know, right? I've been all right.
That's what's up. What's up? Yeah, I remember the first time you came on the show. It's been a while, but I always loved your gift. I'm glad that you came back through.
Yeah, I was sitting there just kind of folding laundry. I was like, I can call in and just listen in. Hopefully, on time. I didn't realize until like 9 o'clock, but I was just like, maybe I can get in. I can at least listen in. I'm just like, I just forgot what everybody sounded like. It's been so long.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Hope that you've been able to enjoy what you've been able to hear of the show so far. I appreciate you being patient and waiting for us to get to you. Alrighty, so I know that you have a piece. I'm going to let you do what you came to do, so I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
I call this relationship a match, not in terms of being equal and not even in the sense of a fight, but in reference to that tiny wick that needs a rough surface to ignite. So that's what we are. We burn brief and bright, and when the flame goes out, this is what we do at night. Because your friction is my addiction, and we yell so loud because neither of us is listening, and the roller coasters that we have each other on, I think we should charge admission. Because my heart's dependent on you, but it often stiffens and then quickens. How are you able to hurt what I work so hard to protect? And at this point, I'm not sure who's responsible for the negligence on deck. Still melted, malleable, and vision impaired from this seesaw and merry-go-round and this tetherball affair. See, I tried to be open-minded, and I tried to be there. I tried being compliant, but we still ended up right back here. Does this start line have no finish? How am I ever going to convince myself that I'm winning if we're always going back and forth or toe-to-toe and even tit-for-tat? Well, what happened to what you promised me? Because this ain't that. And since we can't get it exact, then you should watch me pack. And I leave. I'll leave. No, I left, as a matter of fact, until you begged me to come back. And then you cut me no slack. See, this is where we're at. We're incomplete, and we get no sleep because we're still fighting for peace. But we're stuck. We are stuck. We're just stuck here on repeat. And we'll be right back here in a few weeks trying to convince each other not to leave, elaborating on what we really mean, covering ourselves after we both take a swing, bob and weave, because nobody is really fit to leave. We're both naked and naive because nobody wants to leave. if that's not so hard to believe. In peace.
Well, damn, don't tell them about themselves. That's how you do when you come through an East Bay. You go, you just read them their rights like that, huh? Okay. Yeah, it's been a minute, man. Good, like I said, good to hear, you know, you're doing some poetry. Hopefully, you know, you keep coming back to do your thing with us.
Yeah.
Been a while. But, yeah, hopefully you can continue to enjoy the show as well. And, you know, maybe catch you next time.
I will try to do that.
Already. And she always comes through and spits like that. She's something else. So we got the next caller here. We got 973 in the building. And after that, we got 937, I mean. We got
good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm at work and I'm working through some illness, but I'm where I'm supposed to be. So yeah, that's how I'm doing. Enjoying the show, what I can hear of it. So many phenomenal poets coming in to pay their tribute to Sun Toucher. It's just been beautiful. Try not to get too emotional because I am still at work, but it's where I need to be.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you making time while you're at work to get on the show. So I'm gonna let you, you know, do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. And by the way, this is Adrienne Simone, poet Chica Brown. Fields of yellow weeds always grab my attention. The color bold and striking, illuminating. Now be those weeds dandelions or goldenrod. They are called weeds because they are not valued where they are growing. Yet they are still flowers, often hardy, growing where they can and thriving, even if they were not intended to be there. These flowers don't bow their heads because they are not sunflowers. They aren't any less brilliant in color because they carry the weight that they are not valued. Therefore, they are not picked, aren't arranged in bouquets, feeling unwanted. No, they still remain flowers, still blooming, still reaching for the rays of the sun and the moisture and the nutrients of the earth. Lo and behold, a sunflower is also a weed by definition. But because they are prized by many, they are esteemed above goldenrod and dandelions. A sunflower is a weed that is adored, but the sun shines on all of them. Fields of yellow flowers always grab my attention. The color, bold and striking, illuminating weeds, wild enough to just be themselves in peace.
I'm just in awe at how, you know, a lot of you guys were able to write these poems. My pen is just, it's just not moving. And I'm just really impressed with everything and the fact that you were able to come through and spit that piece with the cadence that you have, you know, under the weather, at work, and through the emotion. And you, everyone who's been doing it, I just envy you all. I'm cracking just thinking of the words I have to say. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and speak about Sun and perform this piece.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Sun, that was for you. All right, I'm out.
Appreciate it. That was Adrienne Simone coming through doing her thing. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here we have. Looks like we lost 803, unfortunately. We got 424 in the building.
Good evening, sir.
There he is. How you doing, brother?
Better now. COVID had me down on the count for a little bit, but I'm doing good now.
That's good to hear, man, because these colds and this sickness has been all on our ass lately, man. It's just been something, man. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Yeah, it tried to put me down, but I had to come up swinging.
Yeah, man, you've been swinging for a minute, man. We need you to stay out whatever those places are that keep getting you sick, brother.
No, actually, it was funny because I got this one from the wife, and she got it from the hospital. Go figure.
No, come on, man. The hospital is the worst place, man. It's the worst place. I mean, people are catching everything at the hospital.
Yep. She went to go get her hand checked, and bunch of kids running around coughing like they had been lost their minds. And a few days after that, she popped. A couple of days after that, I popped.
That's for everyone who's listening, I know who you are. I know who you are, brother. But I need you to let the people that are listening know your name. Put your name out there for me.
Yes, this is Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. The Kingpin.
Already. Like I said, man, glad that you're feeling better, man. Glad that you're able to come up to the show and spit. And if you had a word, for son, you definitely are more than welcome to speak on that before you get into your poetry.
Yeah. Never was honored enough to meet her face-to-face. But the first time I spoke with Sun Toucher was, of course, on Wolf Hours. And if you didn't know any better, you'd have sworn we'd have known each other all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed because, there are people in our community that aren't the most personable, but with her, it was like walking into a breath of fresh air. And
mm-hmm.
we would converse here and there. And the last time I heard her spit anything was on this very show last year in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you remember that show.
Absolutely.
Because she spit a piece, and I think she had all of us boo-hooing.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say one of her last pieces was very similar to that that feeling. It's almost like the last couple of times she spit put us all in a space because of her way to articulate what she was going through in the way that she did. She was just such a phenomenal individual, and to be able to, I just couldn't even imagine being able to spit about something so personal in the way that she did, that not only uplifted us, but in a lot of ways was funny. You know, Angela was a hilarious individual. She was so funny. But I always appreciated her taking the time to come to the show, and I'm glad that she was able to touch you in the way that she did, because if she liked you, she treated you like family.
Yeah, that's true. The piece that I wrote for her was called My Son Will Shine. I was hoping to do it last night. I stayed on to the very end. I was still on when Gina Storm did the last piece.
Oh, man, I'm sorry you weren't able to make it through, man, but I appreciate you, still feeling, the need to share.
Oh, yeah. It was the best I could do. And she did get a chance to read it. And
that's what's up.
The thing she said afterwards, I appreciate you. Now, that coming from somewhere, somebody else, you wouldn't pay that much attention to it. But those words coming from her lit me up.
Yeah.
And,
like, set a fire to your spirit.
Like Malfi said last night, when she told you something or spoke to you in that way, nobody else could tell you nothing. You were just on cloud nine.
Right on. Right on. If she liked your piece, let nobody tell you nothing.
So, if you don't mind, I'd like to do this one in her honor.
Already. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
My sun will shine, and there is nothing you can do. I will continue to glow regardless of circumstance. Sure, there may be cloudy days, and maybe some rain will fall, but every cloud has a silver lining. And the sun will shine once again. You will not keep me down. You will not stop me from living my life. I will not stop being who I am. I will be me. I will continue. I will be who I am, a queen of life, and my sun will shine forever. For Sun Toucher, that's that piece.
That definitely was that piece, man. Definitely, appreciate that. I just want to say what makes it difficult for me sometimes hearing a lot of the poems and a lot of the references, the Sun Toucher. And we had had a conversation long, long ago. And I had made a reference. And I didn't think it really resonated. And she started calling herself Sun Toucher. And then I heard Stacia, her daughter, last night say that I gave her this name, Sun Toucher. To hear that my words stuck with her in a way that she wanted to use this name, and this name is so fitting. I never felt like I gave her this name. This name was already hers. But to understand that this defined her poetry in a way that everyone saw her as a light, and she became that light, is a really emotional thing to hear. What she was able to do with what other people gave her and turn it into something powerful is just amazing. And to hear you do this piece, and again, like you said, you never had met her, but obviously she impacted you, speaks a lot to who she was and still is, because she will always be with us. She made sure of that. I mean, right now, I can't even slide through my timeline and not see her face, not see her videos, not, you know, get some type of connection to her. And I really think that it was beautiful that you were able to write this piece and give it to her, that she was able to read it and get those flowers and then appreciate you in turn. I appreciate you coming here and
giving us this peace and sharing that energy with us as well tonight.
It was a pleasure. You guys are like family to me, so.
I just want to tell you we feel the same. For everybody that's listening, when I say, and I've been saying for a long time, it feels like a family reunion when I do this show, that's exactly what it feels like. And it feels good to hear you say those same things because I'm not the one saying it. You're saying it as a person who's listening in. So that means a lot to us. And I'm telling you, I can speak for Taraji and Kel. It means a lot to us that you and other poets feel that way.
Yeah. I'm going to get out the way now so before I get the boo-hooing and all that other stuff. So.
Yes, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, man. But I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing and definitely hope to hear you, you know, next time we do the show.
Yes, sir.
Already. That was Anthony Arnold with his personally written poem for Sun Toucher, for a pretty pause, doing his thing. We'll go to the next caller. We have 501 in the building.
Mr. Eric, what's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, you know what it is. How you been?
Man, I've been all right, man. I'm going to go ahead and take all the guesswork out of this. This is just Jay.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming through. And showing love to the show, man. It's been a minute since you've been on, man. It's always good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's always good to hear y'all, man. I'm glad I didn't really know Sun Toucher, but a request that popped up on my Facebook, and I normally don't. And I thought that she was a school buddy of mine's sister, so I went ahead and accepted it, and I never was none the wiser until. I heard about her passing. Everything that I've been hearing about her has been awesome, man. You know, sometimes people, they only go so far because things are only so true. And I'm seeing expressions of people that want to show even more than what they're able to go ahead and show. It's been a beautiful thing.
Man, that's a fact, man. The outpouring has been beautiful to see. It's been going on since Tuesday, and that's how real it is. And it will continue to go on because, you know, that's what she meant to us. And I'm glad that a lot of people who were not exposed to her are being exposed to her and can go online and look her up, can buy her books. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can put some links up or if Taraji and Kim can put some links up to her books. Please put that on the event page so people can have an opportunity to get to know her work and, you know, see, you know, her light. Because these videos, I'm telling you, that she put out there while she's going through what she's going through are some of the most uplifting things you can imagine. I mean, when we praise her, it's coming from a real place, man. You know,
I seen one video from her, brother. Exactly one video. And it was this right here shows the power of when your friends do an expression like this for you. Kimbrella had posted and said, no, actually, I was just going through. And I seen a video, and I was like, oh, that was funny. And I said, oh, Kimbrella had posted that. And they're like,
oh, the way she was like, hello, motherfucker.
And she was pinballing.
Yeah.
Swinging the arm.
Yeah, that's the one.
First and only video I've seen, I said I got to go watch her whole entire catalog.
Look, that's an old video. So understand, she got a bunch of stuff out there. Dancing and doing
I just
seen
from
man.
That one that she nuts, that she was nuts. I love it, man.
Man,
I got to go check it out.
Funny. She was funny, man. And every time she would get on here, and I would say, you know, for those who didn't know how she began, I never saw that this was going to be her because she was so nervous and timid but it came to getting in front of people or getting on the mic. Just a blog talk, her voice would shake. She went from a shaking voice to shaking buildings with her poetry. She is an amazing story, man. And I'm telling the people who are listening, y'all got to check her out, because we're not saying this just to be saying it. She was a special person.
I'm sold. I'm going to check out everything she done did since day one.
We appreciate you, man. No, you came through to share some stuff, man, so I'm going to let you do your thing as well. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. I had did this piece right here for a friend of mine that just passed pretty close to when Pretty Paws did, Sun Toucher did. His name was Michael Rothenberg. This is the last piece I had sent him. Liquid legacies lodge within the quandary of entangled tentacles, words deep from within recesses, but rarely spoken. Aroused from their slumber, to speak their meanings, to be spat and said anew. But like the wind through winter trees, there's very little to hold on to. So the thought flies away into the emptiness of obscurity, becoming smaller and smaller till blurry. Once again forgotten, like the joy a baby had when laid on fresh linen cotton, leaving only the warm echoes of mother's love. Words can carry the thought of a consciousness across the continent to a shore of a beach of black sands and a sun ablaze orange like a tiger in harmony, perched at his favorite hunting hiding spot, poised to leap from the virtues of these verses with the purpose of a porpoise reaching to breach the surface, only for the words to be sprayed away into a sea of consonants and vowels, to drop to the fathoms of abyssal depths, waiting for the day to be uttered again in all their opulence and decadence, or in minuscule frailness, when spittle is spat like silken webs. Gathering words in his basket of goodies to be consumed, becoming one of a multitude of similar memories of faded dreams. Like the hump of a dromedary, it will be there when it is needed, after being consumed and disposed as refuse, with the power to add color to a small but beautiful flower that bravely stares into the rays of the sun, glinting a code on its petals for lovers and pollinators to be drawn to and enjoy until its season is done, when the winter winds come. Now these same words speak of stillness, solitude, grave seriousness, and struggle. And when the first blooms appear, even these words I say today will be forgotten, leaving behind a liquid legacy. Poem.
Let me get the stanza where you said, like the wind through the winter trees. Let me hear that one more time.
Yes, sir. Wait. All right. All right, I found it. Aroused from their slumber, to speak their meanings, to be spat and said anew. But like the wind through winter trees, there's very little to hold on to. So the thought flies away into the emptiness of obscurity, becoming smaller and smaller, till blurry.
Man, I can close my eyes and see those words. I can literally see it becoming smaller and smaller and blurry. Like, the entire stanza is tainted with words, Baron. I just wanted to hear that again because I just think that was, you know, such a clever way of writing that, man. And
I was still stumbling through it at that point too, man. So I appreciate you having me go back through there. I was still trying to find my legs with this piece.
Hey, you got up and walked on this. I don't know, you know, what kind of wobbly legs you felt you had, but you was walking to me. So,
thanks, bro.
You was good, brother. I appreciate you coming through and finding the time of the piece, man, as always. And hopefully, you know, you'll make it back to this show or another show and share your work with us.
We're going
to
be neighbors.
Oh, shit, I ain't mad at that. Hey, what you got to announce?
Me and Gina are going to be having the Gina and Just Jay show every other Saturday, starting next Saturday.
Man, look at y'all. Okay, that's how you're going to sneak off in here. Okay. All right, man. Well, shoot. Welcome.
It's still
welcome
new to
the
me, too. Hey,
to
man, just getting the first promo out right now, brother. I appreciate your help.
Already, man. Hey, good to have you here. And hopefully I'll, you know, be able to find time to kick it with y'all on Saturdays as well. You know, everybody know I'm always working, but, if I can find the time to get off in there, man, I'll do it.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. Even if you just come in for a hot second, man, as long as we know you're in there for a hot second, we appreciate you.
Already. All right, man, well, I'll catch you next time, man. I'll definitely try to catch you on your show. Put your flyers up if you can on the event page or, you know, whatever. Let us see, you know, your date and times, man, and we'll, you know, try to see what we can do to come through.
Hey, man, we appreciate all the help we can get. You know, we the new kids on the block. We can take all type of points from all y'all.
All ready. All right, man, well, I'll catch you next time. Appreciate you coming through once again.
All right, brother.
All ready. So, obviously, the new epiphany, you know, coming through and doing this thing, Just Jay. For everyone who's listening right now, you guys are now in overtime. I didn't get to tell anybody about that. So, you know, those who were listening before, they out of here. But y'all who are still here, I appreciate y'all being here. With the next caller, I got 615 in the building.
Mr. Renaissance, Sister Taraji and Hurricane, this is C-34 Music, Course in Stereo.
Already, brother. How you been, man?
I've been all right. I'm doing well. I've been listening to the show, and I've been listening to the Flowers for Pretty Paws, who I didn't know very well. I mean, I was on a couple of the shows on Wolf Hours, but, you know, a lot of times I try to get on, you know, for some reason, I don't know. Anyway.
Hey,
like
I know what you mean,
night,
brother.
Just
I
like last
mean,
night,
brother.
You know, I was.
And sometimes it's hard to get on with some of them shows, man. Hard to get on with some of them shows, man. So I know what you mean, but I'm glad you were able to get
I was. Yeah, man, I was cussing under my breath, but you know what? It ain't about me. It was about her.
You know what? You're right. It happens, but. You know, I'm glad I was able to provide another platform for people who may not have been able to get on or just wanted to, you know, continue to listen and possibly heal through poetry tonight. And glad you made it in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Hope all of you have been all right.
Yeah, it's been up and down struggle, man. Some of these poets coming through, man, and pulling my coattails, man. I had to struggle through words here trying not to break down. It was one of those nights, and I came here with a lot of big energy, and, you know, I knew it was going to happen, you know, where some of us would feel emotional or get emotional, and, you know, it just gets you. You hear some of these kind words, you hear some of these words in the poetry, and they just resonate, and, you know, some of the things that you hear, you know, that the person may have said about you or said about, you know, your platform or your gift. And, you know, you hear all this stuff, man, it just sits with you. And sometimes it just catches up. And it almost did, man. I had a talking to Anthony Arnold, man, and listening to the poem from Adrienne Simone and the poem that Taraji and Kim did that were personal. It just had me gathering myself. But that's the kind of night, man. You know, we knew it was going to be there, but we knew how important she was to us, and we just felt it was important, regardless if we got emotional or not, to provide another space, you know, where people could, you know, come through. And I'm glad that you decided to come to this show and, you know, speak your piece as well. I understand that it, you know, could have been very frustrating getting on. Anthony said he couldn't get on last night, so, you know, I get it. And I'm just glad you guys were able to be here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Y'all did your thing.
Man, we try to be organic, man. You know, just let it, you know, become what it is. And we're just glad you guys keep showing up, you know. You don't have
okay.
to. You guys keep showing up, so we're thankful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, anything that you want to add before you get into your piece?
I would say rest in peace, rest in God's peace to Angela Suntoucher Patterson, who I knew as Pretty Paws, and you ain't got to cry no more. You don't have to hurt no more. You don't have to be in pain anymore. And that's a good thing. So this piece will probably speak to it even more.
Well, that's what's up, man. I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called I Feel the Sun Touching Her. Who am I to speak on someone I barely knew? And I'm just not the one to live vicariously off of someone else's memories. But I saw her pictures with no hair and said to myself selfishly, what a beautiful woman, like if I was single and I had any chance. I read all the glowing reviews and plenty of the eulogies about her kind and loving spirit, and I sensed that to be true. Please don't see my next statement as opportunistic and vulture-like. I wish I had the chance not just to collaborate poetically, but to know her in intellectual conversation over subject matter pertaining to this wicked world as we know it. And from what's been said, she was amazing. I pray for her family in their time of pain and grieving. I'm not God deciding which way she'll go. So I'm not here to challenge anybody else's beliefs here. I just want to celebrate the life of my distant cousin from my poetry family. And someone posed a question. How can someone I didn't know be a reason to say I love? Because God did, and that settles that, as her pretty paws touched the sun without burning her soul. For Angela, poem.
Yeah, y'all just trying to take a brother out now. Oh. The fact that she inspired you to write a poem, knowing that you didn't know her as well as some of us, speaks to her impact.
Yes.
Because regardless of how physically, you know, beautiful anyone could have thought that she was, her spirit was the most beautiful thing about her. She treated people like family. She cared about strangers, about poetry. She gave advice. She tried to be helpful in, you know, every way that she could. She was, you know, able to. And she wasn't selfish with her gifts. She put it out there. And she made a difference where a lot of us as poets don't have the courage to do so. This woman had the courage to do it in the face of things that make others run and hide. She faced down her fears. She faced down the demon, the monsters that start with the letter C and put her best face forward. That's inspiring in itself. But the fact that you, in your poem, wanted to get to know her and speak to her on things that weren't even poetry, I'll tell you, she was feisty. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Girl can be feisty, boy. And she loved her people hard. She would fight for, you know, those that she loved hard. So to hear this piece, man, it means a lot because she's seen. And that's important to us who loved her. She's being seen. And I appreciate you seeing her and writing about her.
Hey, I was moved by all that's been said about her. So I couldn't resist but to write this. And even though it did not happen last night, it happened tonight. And I've already did music to it, and I've already put it up. But I'm glad I was able to recite this again in her honor.
Already. Well, that means a lot, man. Like I said, you know, maybe you said it where you needed to say it at, you know. So regardless, it's been heard and shared, and we believe that she is enjoying this show with us. And
yeah.
I appreciate you coming through, man. Hopefully, you know,
hey,
catch another show and do this all again.
Yeah, I'll have something thought-provoking next time.
Already.
And
always, you always come through with something, man. Hey, wouldn't be surprised. You know how you do, man. You always got something.
Yeah.
Up your sleeve.
Yeah, I'll be like, surprise, motherfucker.
Exactly. I appreciate
hey,
you, man. And,
one love, one mic to all of you.
Already. My man coming through doing his thing. We got... We got 215 in the building.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Eric?
Yo, I know who it is, but tell everybody who then called the motherfucking show.
Oh, yeah, this is Kane Spade. Shouting out to Sister Taraji, Hurricane. Glad I was able to catch this show here. You know, last night I didn't make it. I was informed real late about that show, and plus I wasn't even ready to do anything. I wrote that, you know, this piece for Pretty Paws, you know, last night real late. So yeah, definitely wasn't ready.
Well, man, I'm glad that, you know, we went ahead and did this show, provided opportunity for you to come through and share what you wanted to share, man. I'm glad you made it through tonight.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to say me and her, we go, like, way back. I'm trying to think of the timeline real quick here because I'm thinking I don't even know if she was with Wolf Hours or she just started Wolf Hours. You know, she hosted over here on, you know, on the network. And she had me laughing because she kept saying, like, I threw her under the bus as she was getting experience at hosting before she did the Wolf Hours thing. And, I mean, like everybody was saying, you know, she was a light. You know, like you were saying, she had a she made you laugh. She was a good soul. And it was hard to hear that she, you know, passed away.
Right. Yeah, man, it was a difficult thing for a lot of us to deal with. Even if we felt we were prepared, we weren't ready. I know I wasn't. Still not ready. Still dealing. But it there is healing in the sharing that's been going on. And I'm glad that you said what you said, man, because
Yeah, she was with Wolf Iris back then when she was on your show, and she was trying to branch out, man. She was trying to, you know, kill that fear that she had to do these things. But she tackled that stuff. She embraced that stuff and moved forward. And I'm glad, you know, she had the opportunity with you guys to get over there and do her thing before she, you know, started working with Wolf Iris. But as always, man, we appreciate you coming through and showing love, but finding the time to share your thoughts about her is a beautiful thing, man. And the fact that you wrote a poem last night, ready to spit, you know, I know that you want to get it off your chest, man, so I'm going to let you do your thing or press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. And the name of this piece is called A Lost Light. I thought I was reading this wrong. Yet so many messages saying the same. Waiting for someone, anyone, to say that this is a hoax. Yet the truth really hurts. Light fades as darkness consumes a poetry stage. Never imagined this news to hit the airwaves. Feels like my pen is getting too heavy. Why is it so hard to write this piece? Thinking my heart was always frozen over, yet now overcome with sadness. How this event has me quoting an artist I never cared for. How losing her made a song cry. Thinking a good one, a soul of light lost to the poetry community. Passing on to a better place. Leaving behind so much family, friends, those countless whom you infected with your light. Your videos were so full of life. Fuck cancer. Remember when you first hosted a novice, yet the mic was quick to become a part of you. No matter the network, stage, or place, you shine. An inspiring light, a true poet of grace, sun toucher. I won't forget your smiling face. Rest in peace, poet. May heaven embrace you as your poetry remains immortalized within your books, within each and every fellow poet, person you've seen as family. And peace.
Yeah, that's a real piece right there, man. I appreciate you being able to write that. It's so important that we are able to write down as poets our thoughts and feelings. But I always find it special when you can do it personally about someone you cared about. I'm glad you were able to do that piece tonight. I'm glad I heard it. You epitomized, you know, her, and especially what she meant to you, man. So I'm thankful that you made it in tonight, man.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. Just wanted to say rest in peace, Pretty Pause. You know, she will never be forgotten. And thanks to y'all for even, you know, putting this show together in her memory.
Yeah, man, appreciate that. We had to. You know, we all had love for her. We had personal connections, and, you know, just wouldn't feel right if we didn't say something, do something. It wouldn't sit, you know, well with us. So I appreciate you feeling that way, man. I'm glad that you, you know, came to the platform and shared your thoughts.
Hey, appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing your thing.
Already. That was James Spade doing his thing. He's the CEO of DSR. That's when you know how much he loved Sun Touching. Because if you know anything about Kane Spade, the first thing he come on to say is DSR all day. And he didn't say that. So I'm telling you, that's respect. That's love right there.
And I'm just letting you know, Kane, I got that. I appreciate you. Looks like we got the Show Killer coming up, 404 in the building. After they spit, or if somebody else presses one, we'll continue. But after the last person spits, you know, we'll end the show. I got something that I want to play for some before we go. And then, you know, we'll end the show. But right now, we're going to go to the last caller on the line. We got 404 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to? I know who it is, but who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Miss Phil the T.
Already. Been a long time since you've been on the mic.
Yes, it has. It's been about 3 years almost, and Sun brought me to the mic tonight, and I just want to say that I'm going to miss her, and I love her, and she knew I loved her because I told her. And we have to remember that we have to continue to give people their flowers while they're here to smell them, because life indeed is short. So don't be afraid to tell people that you love them and you care about them and show them just that. So I'm very emotional, so I'm going to go ahead and go into my piece. But tonight has been beautiful. The energy has always been beautiful here, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And thank you for having this platform and allowing people to continue to share their love for Sun that were not able to do that last night.
Absolutely.
So
we all kind of grew up with her. I remember her on your show. We all had a connection to the show that you got, you and Monique put on. And definitely, you know, it's a big deal that these connections have lasted, you know, all this time. And, you know, that it speaks a lot to how you felt about her to come on the mic to speak on her. So I'm grateful that you pressed one and was able to get on. I know a lot of people missed the opportunity last night to do so.
Thank you. She was my son, and I was her Ashley Faith. So, son, this is for you. She inspired this piece, and it's called She Is Me.
All right. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Where is the turn so I can get back to what I believe in? Back to the old me, because she, right now, she ain't me. My soul dials for help because it's cold. I surrender. I'm praying to God he will accept. God, please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Love has burned me wrong. I need your healing. Please, please, please. And the healing begins. High notes echoing, my burnt soul is shivering. I am full of blues. She's a Virgo that hardly says no. And when she says yes, it echoes to forbidden hellos. Turned into goodbye woes. She's supposed to control her rhythm and blues. Her voice is the opening solo. The stage is her home. And on the mic, she flows. She repeats herself like a broken record. Huh. Another sad love song with no tempo. She hums deeper than an alto to release the pain that strains her notes. Her melody rises in harmony, creates a new song. She begins to rock to her own beat of her drum. For this I succumb. This is finally where I belong. 'Cause she is me. God, please hear my call. I am afraid for me. Love has burned me wrong. I need your healing. Please, please continue to hear my call. 'Cause she is me. In peace.
You ain't finna. I ain't finna be here by myself with this, Libby. Try to take me out. I came into Taraji off of here. I can't deal with this by myself. She came in here, y'all. Ain't been on the mic in 3 years. Gonna do a poem like this and sing. I can't.
Oh, my God. You know, let me tell you something. First time I heard Ashley, I went on her SoundCloud page, and I heard her sing a song. And even back then, I didn't even know that Ashley could blow like that. And when I heard it then, it broke me all the way down. So to tie it to the memory of Sun, like, I'm without words right now. Since you know I love you, I can't say it enough. Actually, I can. As you just said, you gotta say it every chance you get. I love you dearly. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh,
my God.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Yeah?
You already know. You already know. It's the second time this week, okay?
Yeah.
Second time. Yeah, yeah. That you broke me down. Second. I can't.
See, she definitely got me.
Ooh.
Because I've been struggling through all these poets, everybody coming through, you know, just on the edge. And then she hit that bag of note, and I'm telling you, man, I wasn't ready. I wasn't even ready. Nobody was there. I had to bring y'all in here so I could collect myself. The impact of some touching on all of us, and because we have the connection of her, that we all understand the words we used, we all understand what she meant, and so it makes it even more touching to hear the rendition that each of us have, because we say it in a different way, but we're just saying we love her in a different way. And I'm telling you, she's listening, and although she already knew that you loved her doing that, look here. If she didn't know, she ain't confused now.
Oh, man.
Thank y'all so much.
You breaking your silence and coming to the show.
I
just wasn't ready.
Love you, Ashley.
Love y'all, too. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Look here. Well, nobody else pressed one. I would imagine nobody else would want to press one after that. That is how you kill the show. That is a show-killing piece for certain. Whew. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for coming out. We needed this probably more than some of y'all listening. It's a big deal to be able to express poetry through your pain and share and laugh and
try to heal. And I'm just thankful for the people who came through tonight and felt the urge and the spirit to share with us. So if there's anything that you two want to say, I'm going to leave it to you guys. And then after that, I'm going to play this last song and move forward.
Yeah. Again, thank you all for finding the strength and the courage and just the joy of what you know of our sister, Sun Toucher, to come through and share your words, share your thoughts, share your art, which is the core of who she is. Thank you for just giving us beautiful words to visualize the beauty that she continues to leave on us. Again, thank you to Stacia and her son and her aunt and family and the grandbabies just for sharing her with us. And most importantly, all praise is due to the Most High for aligning her with a community like us to be able to experience somebody like that on this earth. It's a blessing.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, tonight's show has been really beautiful, really powerful, and I thank you all for once again spending time with us. And this moment, we needed to have it so that we could let our good sister Sun Toucher know that we love her. And I just want to say thank you again to everyone that has been involved tonight. And keep telling your loved ones that you love them. Keep showing them, keep telling them, you know, because life is but a vapor. We in this together, you know. Ain't nobody has to be alone. Even if you just have one other person that you can trust, make sure that you are surrounding yourself with love. Peace, y'all.
Already. With that being said, I want to reiterate that we appreciate you guys coming through. The next show will be on December 30th. The 16th will actually be the Friday before Sun Toucher's Memorial, and I plan to be there. And so because of that, the next show will be on the 30th. We appreciate everyone who came out, who stuck around with us, who's still listening. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to this next song, and we'll be out of here. Oh, before I go, for real, if there was anything that you wanted to say, or with my, you know, you getting on here. If not, you know, I'm gonna move forward. I want to say you're still on here. Hit me. If not, then we're gonna go ahead and roll out. We'll give you a few minutes here. All right. I don't think I'm saying anything. So we're gonna go ahead and go with this call, this last song. Again, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we out.
I just want to do a little bit of this. Amen. Everybody said, Pastor, just do a little bit of this, and we're just going to do a little bit. Amen. Tell somebody I'm going to fly away. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Let's take it.
It's like